Just a factoid, Boo. If my wife was actually doing the booze, you'd be getting a lot more factoids. She's full of useful information. This is probably a fact that I should already know because it's directly related to where I live. But it just struck me as vaguely interesting because I've noticed the benefit, or I've noticed recently that the streets have been cleaned up a little bit. There's not as many drunks walking around, and there's not as many sort of loud arguments at night in the street in Dalston. And it's probably happened, when I say recently, it's probably the last year or so. Been an odd year. But I just was going to take Poppy for a walk, and after a pretty full-on day, I was going to have a can of Heineken and walk with it. And my wife pointed out that I couldn't, because Dalston is apparently a zero-tolerance area for alcohol on the street, so you can't open an alcoholic drink on the street in Dalston without risking arrest or whatever. It's interesting for me because my initial reaction was, that's ridiculous. I can't drink a can of beer. I'll only have one, you know. It's not like a drunken hazard to anyone. But I guess we can't have our cake and eat it, to dig up an old cliche. I'm happy to live in an area that's slowly not being quite so full of crack abuse, and well, I'm sure the crack abuse is still here, but where I live in particular, there was a lot of prostitution and crack dealing going on outside my kitchen window when we first bought the place, and it's obviously been pushed somewhere else. I don't suppose they've got rid of the problem in any way whatsoever, but that in itself is unfortunate, but not from a selfish perspective. I'm very happy for someone else's neighbourhood to be crack central now, as opposed to mine. Anyway, so no drinking on the streets in Dalston. Interesting. I didn't realise we had that kind of level of prohibition anywhere in London. But and I'm against prohibition at all, in its entirety, generally, as a libertarian. But nonetheless, it's benefited our area. So what do you say? You can't have all your principles if... Well, you can have all your principles. Maybe I'm a bit quick to lose them, but, for selfish reasons. But then I'm sure we're all a bit guilty of that. Anyway, I could gibber away, but it wouldn't be very any more interesting. So I'll stop.